This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Tuesday, July 20, Idil Adha, and these are the headlines. The Davao City Police Office filed on Friday a murder case against six individuals allegedly involved in the killing of Barangay 9A Chairman Roderico Lubit. Colonel Kirby John Kraft, DCPO head, identified the names of the suspects to Times, including the primary gunman, but he asked that their identities be withheld for now until the prosecutor's office resolves the case. Last May 21, Lubit was gunned down inside his house in Purukten Muslim Village at 7:45 p.m. He was feeding his cat on the ground floor of his house when the gunman shot him twice in the face. The heavy rain outside muffled the gunshots. The city government has offered a 50,000 cash reward to those who can point to the identity of the gunman. First District Representative Paulo Duterte also offered 300,000 pesos bounty to bring the killers to justice. In another story, Mayor Sara Duterte on Monday said the city is bracing for a surge of COVID-19 variants and urged Davaoenos to still practice the same minimum public health protocols. Walay laing preparation for COVID-19 variants. It's the same virus, it is still COVID-19, so we still need to do the same minimum public health standards. Mask, distancing, frequent hand washing, and vaccine. Maugihapo na atong panlaban sa Delta variant, the mayor said over a live interview at the Davao City Disaster Radio. According to the Department of Health, the Delta variant is highly infectious. More individuals can easily be infected. On border measures to prevent the spread of the Delta variant, the mayor said there is no special instruction because a person passing by the checkpoints can be detected easily if he or she is a COVID-19 carrier. The mayor also added that there will be no travel ban from those individuals coming from Cagayan de Oro City. In business, the Department of Labor and Employment 11, through its Davao Occidental Field Office, awarded 1 million pesos to its livelihood project beneficiaries in the municipality of Jose Abad Santos, Davao Occidental, on July 14, 2021. Kaburan Small Seaside Fisher Folks Association, an organization registered with Dole 11, will be setting up a mini ice plant near the municipality's Bagsakan Center to cater the needs of local fishermen and fish traders. The association is looking forward to be the first ice block producer in the said municipality. Engineer Arce D. Sinahon, acting provincial head of Dole 11 DOCFO, said that the department is ecstatic to respond to the needs of these valued fishermen in the municipality. In sports, the Philippine Sports Hall of Fame formally immortalized 10 Filipino sporting greats on Sunday in a glittering digital enshrinement ceremony that paid homage to their praiseworthy achievements. President Rodrigo Duterte honored the fourth batch of Philippine Sports Hall of Fame enshrinees starring football hero Paulino Alcantara, basketball idol Robert Jaworski, famed swimmer Eric Buhain, track and field celebrity Elma Muros, and 1988 Olympic gold medalist Aryan Cerdena of bowling. Also joining them in the pantheon of Filipino sports heroes are Junicio Calvo, basketball and football coach, Gertrudes Lozada, swimming, Rogelio Onofre for athletics, and Olympic bronze medalist boxers Leopoldo Cerantes and Roel Velasco. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.